Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Rural Fiends. This is Dave. I know it's been a while, but we're back with another episode. And on this episode, I'm going to do a short review on Defenders. Marvel's Defenders on Netflix right now. Finally came out. I had the privilege of checking it out because I have a Netflix subscription. It's not like it's something that's that difficult. $9.99 a month, you know. But yes, I did finally check out Marvel's Avengers, and I was waiting for it to come out. I was pretty excited for it. I've seen the other entries in the Marvel Netflix series, Luke Cage, Daredevil Season 1, Season 2. I saw, Iron Fist, which truthfully to me, Iron Fist kind of got a bad rap. It wasn't the greatest, you know, like greatest show, but I didn't think it was that bad either. I like the actor that plays Iron Fist. I just think that he should have gotten in a little bit better shape. Yep, a little bit better shape for the role. Because if you look up Iron Fist, you know, he's just like one of the baddest martial artists, like in, you know, Marvel Comics, you know what I mean? He's like right up there. He's probably like top five, you know. Daredevil's up there too. And you know, the guy who played Iron Fist, I don't know, man. I just personally feel, some may disagree and say it doesn't really matter, but I think it does. I feel like if you're gonna get into, if you're gonna do a role, you have to go all the way. Like, look at the guy who plays Daredevil. Like, you know, the dude is like, he's fucking buff, you know, like he got in shape to play Daredevil, and it really sells the character. And yeah, I just feel like they should have did that with Iron Fist. He's a martial arts master, you know, shredded. And yes, I know, I understand, it's a comic book, I get that, but you have to put effort in all areas. But who am I to say, right? I mean, it's just my opinion. Anyway, continuing, Iron Fist to me, it got like a bad rap. It was a little bit slow. It definitely could have been better. It definitely had a lot of potential, missed potential, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? Luke Cage suffered from the same thing to me. It was a little bit slow. I didn't think it was terrible. It was just slow, you know, could have been better. I like the actor that plays Luke Cage. He does a good job also. Let's just get right into Defenders, man. So Defenders is, you know, the whole New York team, Hell's Kitchen area united. That's Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. I think that it was only 8 episodes, and I felt like it was blended together well, you know, for the short amount of episodes. The story made sense. It wasn't the greatest story, but I feel like it made sense. I'm going to get into that. And yes, I'm going to get into some spoilers, but I'll let you guys know. I thought Sigourney Weaver was phenomenal as a villain in the series. She's always excellent. Legendary actress. Sigourney Weaver fucking rocks. What else I liked about it? Overall, it was decent. It was entertaining. I did like it. If I have to grade it for a superhero, you know, genre series, I'm going to grade it a B. I think, a little tired, get out of work. I think B is a fair grade. Maybe even B minus. I do have my gripes about the series. I'll just get into the gripes, and these are spoilers. So, the main villain, and again, guys, you know, we're in the spoiler section. The main villain, the Black Sky, boring. I feel like, I mean, come on, Elektra resurrected. And the thing is, like, she was resurrected, but what did she do? Like, she was just a nasty martial artist. She seemed, you know, super strong, but the whole team's going to unite for that. It was simply, to me, just not a big enough threat for the, you know, these guys to all unite. Like, it was just a very very blah, lazy, boring villain. You know, Sigourney Weaver was awesome. I think they could have did more with the character. They could have definitely explored her in the hand more. You know, that's my opinion. You know, like I said, again, you know, the whole team uniting to fight, you know, skinny Elektra. You know, it's just, it's, it was just poor, you know, the poorly written, lazy. It seemed like it was rushed, and it wasn't an impressive threat to me. You know, as far as like all these guys to unite into like one team, into like, you know, like a almost a lower level Avengers. So that was like my main gripe about the season of Defenders. It was just kind of boring and repetitive, like the constant fighting of like the hand and the main villain. Just wasn't impressed, guys. Wasn't impressed. Iron Fist grew a little bit as a character. I like this character a little bit more in Defenders. Jessica Jones is cool. She was true to her character. Her series is awesome. I recommend it. Matt Murdock, the guy who plays Daredevil, great. Luke Cage was good for what he does. You know, overall it was watchable. It was entertaining. You know, B minus. Let's stick with B minus. I would check it out if I was bored. If I was you guys. If you're a superhero fan. If you're into those kinds of movies and shows. It was entertaining, at minimum. Could have been done a lot better. So I don't really know what else to say about it. I think I covered everything I wanted to say about it, and I hope I steered you guys in the right direction. But that's going to wrap up this short episode, guys. We'll have some more reviews coming down the line. I know we've been slacking, but we're going to get more episodes out there for you guys more frequent. So thanks for following the podcast. Really appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed yet and you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe. Follow us on YouTube for archived episodes. Also, we have a Twitter page and a Facebook, and feel free to follow those. Also, we have an email. So if you have any requests or feedback, realfiends@gmail.com. And until next time, guys, take care.